can visualize the precious vase filled with nectar, yeah, and then that you offer that, you know, countlessly offering that. No. And then we all want money, everybody wants money. No. And just whatever one really desires, this is what one then visualizes and offers. All of that which we have visualized here, we have to, it's most beneficial to visualize that as a pure realm, a pure land. Yeah? Think that this is a pure land. Because that has a very great purpose, which is that it is a cause for actualizing a Buddha field. Yes. So that's the external, called the external offering, or the outer mandala offering. No. Can you use this, you know, this paper here as the, you know, to train how to place the heaps. if it's like, you know, if you don't have that kind of top to put on top, yeah, it doesn't look so good. You know, if we're just flat on top. Also, you know, on the crown of the Buddha's head, there's also a small top knot, right? Yeah. Of course, you know, if you were to see the Buddha, then he probably wouldn't have that, right? Joking. Kangsa. So that top there, you can visualize that is the palace of Indra, the king of gods. You can, that is what you can think if you want. You know, so you could also think that it's the top of Mount Meru, right? So that's it, those seven heaps, there's nothing else than that. So in the start, you know, when one is not really familiar with this practice, then it's like, it's maybe a bit difficult, you know, place the heap, but then it falls down to one side, place down to the, fall down to the other side, like that. Yes. But it's just a matter of becoming more familiar with it. It'll become easier and easier, you know, just practice it. Are these things placing the heaps? Right, I mean, you mean you recite the mandala offering as well as building up the mandala and then, yeah?
kind.
Yeah, that then a lami chibi gabla mandala pugi desra. The mandala tik yoga des. Ani ti dang yamdo mandala ta ti pugi desra. Ti kandis ti wode te kalika wudusra. Kalika wistangi dusra. So when you're doing the mandala, you're reciting the mandala, offering it, as well as doing it, right, you're building it up. Of course, the best thing is if you can place the heaps as you're saying the part that you're offering together with that. You know, you say Mamiro, you place Mamiro, you say that content, you place that, and so forth, right? That's the best thing, but that's difficult, right? So, but in any case, you just need to recite the whole mandala offerings, and you need to place all the heaps. So you just have to. Right. You can't miss anything, right? You can't leave anything out. So you just have to go say it and then do it here. So you recite everything and you do everything here. The mandal pyegi tönda dira ani chakpa tang sedang bangya ki chitu res yinele the pyegi che tenso ani susu ki doya ki longche la sokpa tenso res la de chik susu doya di ne So the main point is to when one needs the correct motivation for offering, you know, for doing the mandala offering, one should be motivated with bodhicitta. And that's true for any practice one does, of course. But first of all, one should set the motivation of bodhicitta, that I will achieve and do this practice in order to achieve complete enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. One says one. The motivation is that I will do this practice in order. So the motivation is that I will attain complete enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. There's a verse to recite which is called the inner mandala. I have this here. Page 18. In the teaching, or I don't have page 18. I don't know. Ina, oh yes, optional. Okay, yes, thank you.
This.
Oh yeah.
Ina mandal, nangke mandal la, se nang ina siya bulas.
No.
The one is not this main bars. Main bars, nangke mandal.
Your man.
Your man is my man.
Okay.
Nangke mandal, two bars is
Alelos. So really, when he says inner mandala here, this is not the real inner mandala offering.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. This is practiced in the Nyingma tradition of the inner mandala often. Nyingma. So this practice of offerings, one's attachment, aversion, and so forth, is is found in the Nyingma tradition, but it's not called the inner mandala offering. Yeah, they don't call it the inner mandala offering. Uh-huh. Okay. There was one of the Ganden Tripas who was called Chichen Denpa Rabji. Okay, so he then he said there is this practice in the Nyingma tradition, and it's, you know, he was quite fond of that practice, he liked it, so he said, I'll put it in the Lama Chöpa. Yeah, he inserted it in the Lama Chöpa. He actually composed his own Guru Puja, his own Lama Chöpa, the one that we do in the center. Yeah, that's not his though. Later, Pabongo Rinpoche, he made, or he composed a Vajrayogini practice. And he also inserted this verse. There he says, though, he says that this is Sakyapa practice, so I've put it in this practice manual. First of all, it was a practice found in the Nyingma tradition, and then it came to the Sakya tradition, from the Sakya tradition to the Gelug tradition. That's the way it came down. So in this practice, one is offering the objects of one's attachment, aversion, ignorance, and then also this Ganden Tripa Lama he had also put in the objects of my pride, put that in as well, one's friends, enemies, and then people that one is indifferent towards, one's body, one's wealth, and all the merit or all the virtue accumulated in the three times. All of that I offer to the holy objects. So here, when one is offering one's attachment, aversion, and ignorance away, all of one's afflictions, then one is really, one is offering them away, and therefore they're not there anymore, right? If you have offered them away, get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
So really the meaning is probably like the outer mandala of it. Yes. So there is an inner mandala offering though, but this is not the actual inner mandala offering. So the inner mandala offerings, what that really is that one is offering the things within sentient beings, meaning one's skin, the whole all of one's organs, the heart, etc., one's blood, and all of these things, bones and so forth, everything of that. That is what one is offering. One cut. That's kind of what is. Imagine that in pieces, right? Tumpuk yapche. Oh, right. So you offer those different parts in heaps. So as the basis, instead of saying Selgisashi, which is the first one, the golden ground, you put your skin as the golden gown. No, instead of sprinkling water so that the ground is not dusty, here you sprinkle blood. Visualize that. Then one's back spine, one visualizes as Mount Meru. And one's head is the palace of Indra. One's two eyes is the sun and the moon. One's heart is the wish granting. Okay. One's eyes, sun and the moon. The head is the palace of Indra. One's eyes, the sun and the moon. Then one's heart is the wish fulfilling gem. Then one's arms and legs, those. One's arms and legs, those are the four continents, yeah, and the 12 subcontinents. Okay. Eight subcontinents, so that you have 12 altogether, right? So because the arms and the legs, they have different parts, right? So that is counted as the subcontinents. Then all the different things, internal organs and so forth, you visualize as the seven or the possessions, Lungchura, Tadami, all the different possessions of gods and humans. Like one's lungs, intestines and so forth, all these organs. Now this is, you visualize as the possessions of gods and humans. That's the internal offering. Internal mandala offering. You offer that time. That is what really is meant by internal or inner mandala offering. You know, we also talk about external offerings, of course, like making, you know, 8 offerings, for example, external offerings that we place externally and offer, right? Then the inner offering, that is to, you know, offer the 5 types of meat, the things internally, the inner things within sentient beings, right? So the and the 5 meats, the 5 nectars, and then visualizing that one is blessing them, and then offers them as the internal offering. Same, it's the same as really before. So here they have taken this verse when they say inner mandala here, they have taken that from a text of Prabhunga Rinpoche. So here it's said that it's here it says inner mandala, but it's not really the case. We have already gone through, you know, Geshe-la explained what the real inner mandala offering is like. Right? Is that clear? Go ahead if you want to. This log a bit longer, as we don't get too bit longer. It's okay, go ahead. Or the way to do the directions, you know? Traditionally. Yeah. I see. Yeah. The pyrgi luksu la danara, and then the diktang, chokshiki diktang, then the way, the la shar, noob, and the hlo, chang, then the diktang, then the way, see that? Pyrla, pyrla, the vena sabta, the gang, let's see, chokshi, dus, shabayina, dus, shagadeves. Flow, chigela, then the shagger, chang, flow, lasso, sabda gang, lasso in, then the shagger. Need pearl mix it in this, you know. Kan det chok sige, kan det sige det der? Chang. Chang. Sabda gimmicks it didn't you know you smell so I don't know about the maps really, but how if they place directions in a specific order, but Tibetans will generally think about being in the southern part. of the world southern, because we are on the southern continent, right? The world, this world we're in, is the southern continent. For example, ngaita chinga chinga chi chang yores ra tip tip tham chi ki jang ki nga ta ba shi yores ra ni shi a ti a ti nang la chi chi sha shal la khare yor shal de chi 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 sawa sawa ta gu yores ra shal la tin de yor ani mura sam lu nang la kha wa shi na sam sam shi sa cha da ba shi I don't know really of, you know, that specific mantra you're talking about right there, what it was that you're supposed to visualize, but I mean, if east, if you have to visualize something in east, you just, you know, where the sun rises, that's where you can visualize it in that direction at least, right? So north, now east is like left or left side? In the direction. In the direction. So, yeah, you're in better. So the eastern side is like you, for you, you think of that as the left. The left side, yeah, eastern, shadow. Oh, I see. No, she get loose with them. Changla did it, Changla chip. Then it, shadow the nukra. Did it, shadow. Okay, I guess just as we placed. Just as we place the directions and north here, then to your right comes rises the sun, and then goes down in the west. Yeah, that's the same way we think about it. That's how it is. Yeah, what you put it. No. The verb for the sun is rising, and then the sun setting in Tibetan means really, it comes from east, the same root, shat, the verb is also shat, meaning east, that means to rise, for the sun to rise, for the sun to set means nup, which is west. Okay. So then, regarding the way where you do 23 heaps, you do a mandala offering consisting of 23 heaps, you then offer the four continents, the subcontinents, as well as Mount Meru. So that makes 13 heaps. Okay, so that's 21 is 30 kilos. Then you add the seven royal emblems as well as the great treasure vase, so that makes 21. And then you add the sun and the moon. So here the sun is in the east, and the moon is in the west. So that's 23. That's the way to do 23 heaps. Rinpoche 另当年另人呢？哦，另举吧，也是。Right, right. So you know the four precious possessions. Those you don't mention them right verbally, but you imagine that you're offering them because you, when you offer the continents, they're together with the continents. Then the eight offering goddesses. You don't say that you're offering them verbally, but you imagine you offer them when you offer Mount Meru, because they are around Mount Meru. So that's a way. So this is the way, you know, which is explained by Lama Tsongkhapa. It's the intent of the tantras. So then, in addition to those 23, if you count the base, the ground, and the iron fence, then you you get two extra, right? Then you have 25 heaps. That's the 25 heaps. No. Then there's a way to do seven heaps. Here, then, in the seven heap mandala, you do Mount Meru, the four continents. No, that's five, right? And then the sun and the moon, seven. No, in that case, you don't count the ground and the metal fence as heaps, right? The ninth heap mandala offering, that is taught in the Kala Chakra. Rahula? Dachin's in a Dachin Bo. So in that case, then you would add in addition to the seven, you add two planets. I don't know in English what we call it. One is Rahul, that's Indian Rahul, one planet, and the other is, yeah, Rahul is Indian language, and then Dachin. Do you know what that is? Dachin is Tibetan. Yeah. Oh, the same name. Oh, Dachin Rahul. Yeah. Right. Dachin in Tibetan, in Sanskrit, it's Rahul. And then another planet which is called Gedu. Yeah, I'm not sure what that is in English. There's Gedu is Sanskrit. So that's the way to, you know, when you count nine heaps. Yeah, I'm not sure really what they are in English. Made of? What are they made of? Alla, ni sa din ni gang la kare, da kare de di gang la simje mangbu yo de kare ina di pyo ki mixe. Oh, sa din.
Uh-huh.
orbit. So korva kya so they're, I guess they're not really they're not established as form, right? They're empty forms. So they are opposite each other, those two planets, in when they are in orbit, I guess. They're exactly opposite each other. So. Serbo dan karbo. In astronomy, do they talk about do they talk about a yellow path or path that a certain planet goes by, and then a white path? No. The sun and the moon, the way that, no, we don't say that. Yeah. See. Good at yeah, get lamgat it. Yeah, the orbit. So it's when these the orbit of the sun and the moon, they meet where they cross each other. At those points, these the Rahu and this other planet are found. Apparently, some in some text, this is what it says. When well not eclipse but just the orbits cross, right. Right. Is it clear? No, sorry, can you repeat that, please? 34 east, shared. Some Soma. Chang. I'm running in my Discord. Okay, if you do it in accordance to that tradition, siempre si coño yo esa. So you can do the sun east, the moon west, and then the precious parasol in the south, and then in the north the the victory banner. There are different ways of doing that. For example, you know, in the liberation in the palm of your hand, it says that the sun is in the west, right? The moon is in the east, and then in the south you have the parasol, and in the north you have the victory banner. So there's various ways. You just have to decide on one, stick to one. So as we just do, we can do it the way Geshe La told you to. Many different ways of doing it, you know, many different traditions, and they all have their reasons for doing it. So it's just, you know, they all have their reasons, so it's just the same, you know, however you do it. You just need to do it in one way, have one way which is suits you. If one tradition, there's not a reason for doing it in that way, then of course you should do it the other way, the correct way, right? But that's not the case. Right? Okay, so maybe we'll stop here today. Yes. So first, the main thing is just to really train one's hands, so to say, become familiar with how one you know, places the heaps, because that's the only way to really get familiarized with it. Otherwise, if we're not really if we haven't really practiced much, and then we take, you know, mandala to puja or something like that, try to offer mandala, but then it kind of just, you know, it collapses and is all over the place, you know, then it's just, then we'll be laughed at, right? So right. Useless as he has, he's you know, the objects of his attachment and desire, so forth, there in his mind. He says so. He says because he lost his things, you know, he was picking them up. So okay, let's stop here.
Problems. Yeah.